Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You ready, David?
Yeah, I think so.
You ready to get this thing started?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to get this plane off the ground?
Yeah, I don't have any I don't have any stories to tell, really. But
how old are you?
I'm 25.
You have some stories.
I'll have
that's
a couple
25
stories.
Years of experience.
Just there's like nothing in the past like 4 days.
But just you have anecdotes from life, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That people would be interested, like life lessons that you could teach people.
Like, you know, making from sure your stream is turned off before getting naked and going to bed.
That's right.
That's a good anecdote.
And I haven't even talked about that like on a podcast or anything.
Well, that's why we have you here today to talk just about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I remember you showed me the clip, and I laugh my ass because like it's like you're walking like a cryptid to your bed.
It looks like the Bigfoot picture.
It's so good.
Have you seen like the uncensored version?
Never seen the version with the penis. I've only seen the ass.
Yeah, you can Google it, and I did one time. The first time I took Vyvanse, I just spent about like 6 hours just like looking through the internet to find every single instance where my dick is like uncensored and out there. That was fun. And I go back to those blocks to see if there's new comments and stuff to see what they think of my dick.
See what they're thinking of the hog?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a little feedback. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Super Mega Cast. Today we have a very special guest, the great Prezzo.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful Prezzo. Oh. He's a Twitch streamer. He also edits for the cool guys known as Max and Chad from Cold Ones. What else? Is that it?
I stream.
That's just it?
Is that it? Sometimes, like, someone's going to ask me to edit a video, and I'm going to say yes, and then take, like, a year or so to edit it.
Okay. You edited a Super Mega video. You did the Australia vlog, and you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Great. Really fantastic job.
I made
a
couple other ones. I did, like a drunk drawing.
Yes, you did. You did a drunk drawing.
In Australia. I did, like, all the Australia ones.
What else did you do?
I did like a male video.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, when did you do a male video?
I don't know. I think I did two.
And you did Game Grumps compilations.
I did. Yeah.
That's how we got his start.
Yeah, when I was
15.
Did
we ever have, were you ever like,
were they ever official? Did they ever post them to the channel?
No.
Did they ever seek you out to find clips to give to them?
No. Okay. I did email them at some point being like, hey, I've been making money from one of them. Is that okay? And they're like, no.
They're like, no, it's not okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
No.
Yeah, but did you have to give the money? That's probably Brent. Brent's greedy ass, you know, penny pinching.
No, I didn't make like that much money, especially because, I don't know, like I kept being like pretty anxious about whether or not I could make money from it. So I just turned it on and off. Mm-hmm. If it was picking up, I was like, I can't because what if I get sued? So I made like, I don't know, like $100.
Hey, nice. Yeah. $100 that rightfully belongs to Danny and Aaron.
Yeah. That I've like probably given them through like calendars and stuff.
Hoover just walked by the door just like a robot. Yeah. Got me a little giggle. Well, you've been sleeping on my couch the last two nights.
That's right.
You're sleeping on the really uncomfortable small one.
I don't know why.
You're choosing that one.
Yeah, I don't know. And I slept in jeans yesterday.
I noticed. I went to bed and you just, I don't even think you had a blanket on you. You're just in your jeans on the couch.
Yeah.
On a couch that's smaller than the one you're on right now.
That's right.
That's also like kind of like a vintage one that's
is
not
it one
really
of the ones in the
blue one
oh,
or the green
dude.
One. And it's not comfortable. It's not
How?
Comfortable.
I don't know.
You just pass out, like you're relaxing, and then you pass out, or you're like, I'm going to sleep here, and then you try to fall asleep, and you sleep.
Oh, you fell asleep early. We're watching Sopranos.
I wasn't
Sopranos
supposed
and...
to fall asleep. It just
so,
happened.
So you were just hanging out. It was just the couch you were on, and you fell asleep.
It was just an insanely comfortable couch.
You were snoring during Sopranos.
Was I really?
You're like, what episode?
Fucking Christ.
The season finale of season one, which we didn't actually finish.
You're going to have to restart
because... fell asleep.
But. Yeah, I watched one episode like straight in the middle of season one. It was great. It was about about anxiety or something.
His relationship with his son. Mm-hmm. He's scared his son will, you know, does he know he's in the mob? His little like sixth grade son. He's scared that he's gonna find out that his dad is a mobster and he's scared that it's affecting his child.
He has ADD.
Isn't the mob like a family business? Eventually, usually.
Yeah, but it, you know, it's his sixth grade son. He doesn't want him to see him any different. Because he goes to therapy and he recounts when he first saw his dad whack somebody. And it really kind of messed him up. Mm. You know, so.
I was distracted by like the really comfortable couch I was on.
It is. It's very distracting.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sucks you in and just kind of. But we've wanted to have you on for a while. Mm-hmm. And we had it scheduled a long time ago in the day of you got COVID.
Yeah, in December, a long time ago. I think like 2 days into the trip, I got COVID and I just had to stay in LA for like another like 2 weeks.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was like, I mean, I was in Ludwig's house. I mean, that's like the best place to have
did
COVID,
you give,
really. Well,
did you get it from him or did you
No,
get
I think
him?
I got it from the airplane. Or I got it from like the Christmas event thing that I was doing for Cutie Cinderella.
Oh, probably that, because airplanes are actually, the air circulation in there, it's pretty good, you know, pretty sanitary when it comes to COVID stuff.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, like, the airflow in airplanes, the ventilation and stuff is really top-notch. So, I don't know. I'm not an airplane connoisseur. I'm not, you know, a
that
master.
Feels, like, so wrong. But, like...
Yeah, because you're in an enclosed tube with, like, 300
yeah.
people for hours.
Yeah.
I think it'd be, like, a super spreader type thing, but...
Yeah.
Maybe that's just bullshit they say. To sell more airplane tickets.
Yeah, they're just making shit up.
I don't think so because I definitely feel a bit. I feel a bit off every time I get off of an airplane. Like if it's a long travel, maybe it's just because I'm sleeping and breathing all that gross air and shit.
It's uncomfortable, and maybe the pressure difference makes you a little woozy.
I definitely feel like I get like a slight cold every time I go like. 5+ hour flight.
You just did. You just got back from old South Carolina.
A lot of that's probably just because the sleeping schedule change of just going from having three extra hours and then not. And oh,
doorbell just rang.
Who's that?
I think that's.
Did you invite someone?
I think that's my friend Stonepaw, but I didn't invite him. I told him you should stay in your hotel room because I'm doing my podcast.
This
well,
is
rightfully
your day.
So. Yeah,
we can't
this
have
is...
more streamers coming over.
Yeah.
We have you, Hoover, Oxel, Chibley, Meat Canyon, Jim, Luke, Justin, and all at the office. And now you're telling me another streamer just showed up?
Yeah. I mean, they're just, yeah, they really want attention.
I hear them now.
Yeah, and I think they heard that we're doing the podcast, and I don't know, he kind of wants to sabotage me.
Well, we're going to make sure that he doesn't have it, like, steal any limelight.
I hope he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I don't know him personally. I see him on Twitter.
Oxel was saying that like him and Hoover were like taking some blue chew and fucking around.
They were.
He said you took some too.
Yeah.
We all took some blue chew.
Yeah, I'm still kind of torqued from it.
Me too. I'm remaining at like a constant semi chub.
Is this sponsored? Like, can I show my
no.
cock?
No.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. You can still show your cock. I mean, it doesn't have to be sponsored for you to have to show your cock.
It's not even like, right now it's not hard. It's just bigger.
Okay.
I think it's
There's
it's
more
just
blood
grew.
Flow to the penis.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like
you
a
ever tried
snake.
Blue Chew?
We tried it once. We ate one.
They taste good.
Works in 36 hours, huh?
Works for 36 hours.
For 36
yeah.
hours.
It works in like 45 minutes and then it lasts for, because it's Cialis.
Got it.
Right.
Viagra is like you take it and it works in like 5 minutes, but only for a short period of time. But Cialis, if you want to really, really just, you know.
If you're on vacation.
If the next 36 hours are going to be, you know, if there's going to be a lot of sex, you know, and you don't know when it's going to happen, perfect opportunity.
Mine's going to run out for the streamer awards, which kind of sucks. Because I did want to show off how big my cock was. That's true. Can I, like, is it like I can take as many as I want? It just becomes bigger and bigger?
I don't know if it's exponential or not. It is. I've only had it once, so I can't really say. I don't have an echo. Well, Matt has to use it a lot. But
yeah, well, I don't have to.
Just for it to come out of your body.
Where? What was your experience like with Cialis?
Don't even remember. I think it was just non-noticeable for me. I didn't notice anything. Maybe it's because I did take a long nap, like after getting home that day.
So. Well, did you? I mean, were you engaging in any kind of sexual activity? You wouldn't notice anything different then, probably.
True.
You know?
Lego was at the vet, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunate. Missed opportunity there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if anyone needs any, you know, ever since the Blue Chew sponsorship, I have quite a fair amount of it.
I might bring like 10.
You can have more than 10. I kind of need to offload it. Because right now.
You did get like you did get some in the mail like just now.
I continuously like,
they just
get
keep,
it. Once
just
a month.
Keep getting it.
So if anyone around needs erection pills. I also, sorry, erection chewables.
Yeah,
right.
Because right now, if I were to pass away and my mom, like, flew out here to, like, collect my belongings and she went in my bathroom and, like, opened the drawer, it would look like I have never been able to have a single erection in my life on my own. Because there's just pack after pack.
Why do you keep it?
Never know when I might need it.
What do you mean?
Dude, it's medicine. I can't just throw it away. You
yeah,
never know when you might need
that,
it.
Do you know? Need that?
No, I don't, but... But I'd be lying if I said I've never needed it.
When the boys come over for a meme, why not take a little snack and try it?
Meat Canyon got to my house at 8 a.m., walked in the living room. There's like
Did he try any?
No, there's like three dudes asleep on the couch. There's fast food bags, empty bottles of soju, and then like six opened Blue Chews. So I love just that visual. You know, just a bunch of guys sleeping around and then a ton of open Blue Chew.
I did wake up like pretty torqued. So like, I feel like he probably saw like just a triangle on the
tent, you know,
yeah,
pitching the tent.
Exactly.
Do you ever sleep? Do you sleep like with your head under the covers ever?
I do that. Yeah.
It's really comfy.
Especially like in the morning.
When the light's coming in.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yep, it goes over. And I just look like an insane person, especially with like a bunch of people.
Yeah. I think you've even taken pictures of me sleeping sometimes where I kind of just look like a mummy because I'm just under and yeah. I have it. Well, I do sleep in weird positions.
Like, does that shit.
That's fucking crazy.
I tend to sleep with, like, here's the pillow. I have one arm under it, then this one over it, and I kind of hold my own hand to kind of.
That's cute. I mean,
well, it's because otherwise my arm will just kind of go around. And,
right.
And when I hold it, it kind of squeezes my arms, which applies pressure to my head, which makes me feel safer.
Yeah, the reason why I'm okay on like a really tiny couch is because I'm like I just
you were curled
myself.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just what I do.
He was
usually
like a dog.
I sleep naked too.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people know that.
Everyone knows.
Oh yeah,
that
right. I was like who told you?
You never talked about that on a podcast.
I've never talked about sleeping naked on a podcast. No.
Well, specifically,
not just sleeping naked. I mean the great incident of
September 3rd.
Ooh.
2020.
You got the date and everything.
Seared in.
Because people, it's like a meme. It's like, it's September 3rd again.
So, like,
you got your feet out.
For you in a moment like that, is it a lot of anxiety or are you just laughing along?
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it's explained, but I, so when I woke up naked.
With your stream running.
With my stream running and all my lights on. I see the OBS doesn't say start streaming. It says stop streaming. And I'm not like at my computer. I'm on my phone using like the remote desktop thing to look at my OBS that's on the computer because I don't want to get out. I don't see the chat moving at all. There's just nothing. Like you would think, like I'm like, okay, at least that's a thing. I turn it off and I get some like error message or whatever because I was banned.
While you were sleeping.
While I was sleeping, yeah. I'm realizing all this while I'm like seeing like all these text messages that were like, bro,
oh, no.
Your stream. There's like, my friend Harry said, dude, I just saw your ass and the tip of your cock. Please wake the fuck up. And he's, I DM'd Uxell. I DM'd like everybody we know. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is happening, but I'm pretty sure. The way the texts were like I didn't show full cock, the way he said like, oh, I saw the tip of your dick, I thought like maybe like while I was sleeping, I like took my pants off or something, and like you could just saw like my
showed helmet
or something.
Yeah.
But no, then I get like pictures or I see like a clip of me, just walking naked to my bed, and then the chat is like freaking out with like a little bit of my dick showing, my full ass showing, and somehow while I'm like getting into my bed, I'm like perfectly with my arms and my body, like pretty much like hiding everything.
It was impressive. It's kind of like in The Simpsons movie when Bart's skateboarding. Except you get that one little glimpse, you know?
Yeah, there was a point where like a bird just like flew in.
Bird flew in the window perfectly.
Yeah.
For those who are unaware, sweet little Prezzo here was streaming one night, just as for a little backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell it?
Yeah.
Well, I think I
was really
drunk.
I just did. Okay.
Like three and a half sojus will do that to someone.
Absolutely.
Especially on stream. My idea on stream, after, like I was about to end it. I played the ending song and I was like, you know what? I wanted the idea of just sleeping on stream. Because like I've had this idea for a long time of me being like, hey, BRB, I just need to do something. And then I just go to bed. And then like 8 hours later, I'm like, all right, see you guys. So I was just, for some reason, I wanted to do that. But it doesn't really work when like you, like the whole setup is on stream, of like the whole bed and everything is on stream. So I did that. I go to bed. I take my shirt off. So I'm sleeping in jeans. An hour and a half later, I get out of bed and the chat is like, oh, he's like out of bed. That's sick. I go to my roommate's office. I piss in my pants. I just piss in my pants. I take my pants off and my underwear. I just leave it on the ground in the puddle of piss.
My God.
I'm sure your roommate loves you.
And then I come back to my room and then classic clip of me getting into bed.
Because when you woke back up, you just... You forgot.
I did forget.
Still.
I think I was sleepwalking. There's no memory of this. Mm-hmm. There is kind of memory of me going into bed the first time, but like I think I was like the so much soju made me kind of sleepwalk, in a way, I guess. And yeah.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Because if that had happened to me when I wake up in the morning and realize the amount of dread and shock I would feel.
Yeah, it would be nothing but pure anxiety for me. I'd be like, fuck, 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 fuck.
When I woke up, and then I turned off the stream and I saw the tweet and I saw all the tweets like making jokes about it. I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. It's very funny.
It is just funny. And I just started laughing. Like it was probably like the funniest morning of my life.
You got to own it. I mean, you got to dark side fill it, dude.
There's nothing inherently embarrassing. Well, dark side Phil.
But yes, he was pleasuring himself sexually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been a lot more embarrassing.
The only thing people were clowning on me for was like, you sleep naked? It's like, I mean, yeah.
A lot of people sleep naked.
Who does? I mean, I know there's some people. I feel like I do. Like I'm on and off.
Right.
I feel like probably 50% of the time I'll sleep naked. I don't think it's a weird concept.
Right. I just, you know, I sweat a lot. So like sometimes I wake up with just like wet underwear. So I'm like, nah. So I just, you know, I wash my sheets like every 2 days. So.
Hey, they're clean sheets.
Telling the
they're
truth?
Clean sheets. Well, no, like every like week, but.
Okay.
Okay. There's a little different.
Are you still telling the truth?
What?
Are you still telling the truth?
Every
week?
5 days.
Are you sure?
Okay. That's the third answer. That's the third different answer.
It's just like, it's a better truth.
2 days, week,
for
5 days.
What about you, Ryan?
Hmm?
How often you throw in the sheets in the washer?
Like once a month.
Yeah.
That's probably.
I'm probably. Because I've seen a lot of discourse recently about like.
I'd say it's like more like three. Like it's that 3 to 4 week period.
Yeah. People are like, oh, guys really don't wash their sheets every week? I'm like.
It's just there was a point, I think like a few years ago, where like my sheets were like just tainted like yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like. I don't want, like, you know, and I've started, you know, having people over in bed. And it's like, clean sheets are nice.
What do you mean by that? Like, like a sleepover?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just like a...
Like with...
Like you and I have sleepovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me going to your place, people going to my place.
But they sleep in your bed.
Well, yeah. But like, I sleep on your couch.
Yeah, but you're not sleeping in my bed with me.
Yeah.
A bed is more like intimate places. Like usually like husband and wife share a bed?
I don't know. I've there's too many layers to like the whole sleep thing.
You know, I think everyone staying with me could fit in my bed with me.
Yeah.
If only it was a big circular bed.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you guys could sleep in the bed. I'll sleep in the sleeping bag on the floor.
You can get you some hot milk, cookies.
I think I am being like kicked out of your place tonight.
Because by who?
I think Amit Canyon.
Yeah, he's staying tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you?
I think I'm just somewhere in Hollywood.
Okay.
So you have a place right now?
Yeah.
You have a place to
you
stay?
Seem unsure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we never even communicated about you stay with me. Axel was like, yeah, I think he wants to stay. And then he's like, yeah, Prezzo's almost here. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, sure, he could stay. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
And he's like, he's only staying until Friday. So you can stay as long as you need to.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I have been sleeping on the couch that I just like the extra like tiny couch that wasn't meant to be slept on. So maybe
I
have options.
Sleep on a bed or blow up mattress.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be sleeping on.
Hoover, you know, now he's sleeping upstairs in my studio, just on the couch as well. And the problem is with last night, there were four people stayed with me and I'm out of blankets. So yeah. I just had to give Hoover a top sheet.
You got a Target, right?
Yeah, but
buy a bundle of little like knitted blankets.
I have. I don't. But there's. Okay, voice cracked. Yeah, dude. All right. It's.
I wasn't gonna mention that. I'm a good guest.
You are.
Thank you.
You are, David.
Even though, like, I told that story, the naked story, like with like the second half first, and then the first half.
Hey, you know, it's like Pulp Fiction, you know.
Yep.
That's right. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Just out of what? Are there any movies that start in the second and end with the
well like when movies that show the end he's like yeah, bet you're thinking how I got here because usually that's like during the climax.
That's exactly the how Prezzo told the story. If it's true. Record scratch, you're probably wondering how I ended up here. And then
yeah,
it could be edited in a way where you know it's cinematic.
And you guys are probably wondering how we got to this point of doing some ad reads. So
what,
go ahead and enjoy these.
I thought we were ad-free.
No. People, if we get rid of ads, people will complain. That's what they like.
Okay. Yeah, roll the ads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Are you guys stockpiling the podcast?
Weapons?
I thought you said, are we dogpiling? Are we dogpiling?
Yeah, we're dogpiling, dude.
Are we stockpiling podcasts? Yeah.
Trying to.
Everyone's here, so
that's
why not?
A lot of people in town, so we're trying to, like, why not get some good guest episodes? People love it when we got the boys on.
I have had, like 10 requests to be on here, which is enough.
We see it too. We see a lot of people request for you to come on here. So we said, you know, we'll give the children what they want.
Yeah.
You know, we'll please them. We'll please the children. I'm gonna reword that. We will make the fans happy.
I think I do have like a good chunk of at least my stream viewers that love you guys, which is kind of crazy. Well, I guess
kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, because
why is that crazy?
Well, because I think there's more like Super Mega fans than like Cold Ones fans watching me, you know?
Oh, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Chad. And Max.
Okay, there we go. There has to be some equality in it.
And yeah, especially Scott. Yeah.
100% Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, put that on your pipe and smoke it. Scott, I couldn't think of a better phrase.
Well, we don't have to stop everything to
hear it.
We heard it.
The people watching.
Did you hear it again?
People watching can relate because that shit happens all the time in class. Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what's going on here.
That is fucking insane.
I honestly, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the podcast, because if it's doing this much, it might be an indication that there might be... I might have a friend on the way.
You might need to leave.
I mean, there is another break, I guess, so... Later on, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I well, it's not unfortunate. Like I said, it's what people like to listen to, the ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough about ads.
Mm-hmm. Blue Chew got me hard, though.
It does. It does. I mean,
we're
it works.
Not sponsored by Blue Chew anymore.
We just did one ad read. But what I liked about Blue Chew, not the product, but the company, was they're the only ad company that has ever told us, you can say anything you want in this ad read. You can make whatever jokes you want as long as it's not untrue. So you can't say like, oh, you know, if you take Blue Chew, you know, your penis will, you know.
Get bigger.
Well, it will get bigger.
It but didn't like, make mine
but
bigger.
But like, get bigger in.
Permanently.
Permanently. Like it will permanently increase your dick length.
Yeah. I would, honestly, I'm putting this out there, Blue Chew. You're welcome back anytime. Like, it's a.
Do people use our code? You did. Apparently.
It was free.
Is it still available?
I think it still works.
You go check it out. If you like it so much.
I mean, no, I think I get just like 100 from Matt's house.
I don't know how much sex our viewers are having, so they might not have been that popular.
True.
Right.
You know?
But they jack off a lot, and jacking off hard is more fun.
It is. I mean, you could still kind of get by soft.
It is kind of fun soft, too.
It's really just like a exhausting, sad...
Masturbating with a flaccid penis?
Yeah, when you're just like, come on, just... We've all been there, right?
Yeah, just to, like, get it out so that you don't have to, like, the...
So you don't have to kill anyone?
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So...
We're protecting the public.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, did you ever notice that your little water cup right there has our initials on it? Other side.
SM.
Super Mega.
Holy
Look
shit.
Look at that.
Or Superman. Every time I try to go to our subreddit and I type Super M, the first thing that comes up before I type more is r/supermodelindia, which is a not safe for work subreddit. So it's just
India.
Supermodel India and then super, maybe it's r/superman and then super mega show.
Like, is there more people on supermodel India?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people on supermodel India. So it comes up
that
first.
That makes sense.
Every time I search it. But then... One day we'll outdo him.
What is being posted on r/Superman?
I feel like I know more about you. Like, I feel more people who know you guys than Superman.
We kind of have the same values.
Yeah.
But just like, did this artwork of Superman. Check this article out. Look at this Nick Cage. This is what Nick Cage looked like in the Tim Burton's canceled Superman. Like, I can't imagine like them really having too much to.
Right. Yeah. Who's like browsing the Superman Reddit every day?
Yeah. Like if it's something general, like movies or there's always new movies or games or whatever coming out.
Oh, but look at this awesome Superman fucking comic that I found.
Here,
it's probably daily discussions of the comics, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What have they done to him? Superboy, Man of Tomorrow number one. Thoughts on Superman and Batman Public Enemies? Did you like the comic and the animated movie?
This is like the most fucking general post of all time.
For those who live in the United States, if Superman was raised in your home state rather than Kansas, unless your home state is Kansas, okay. What kind of personal tastes or quirks do you think he might have picked up from his early years living there? 209 comments.
I don't think it's about the area, right? The whole story was like about his parents being good people raising him to be a good person.
I don't think I've watched a single Superman thing of all time.
What?
Yeah.
Not one Superman?
I don't think so. I think maybe I like passively watch Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Just had it on in the background.
Yeah, yeah, with like cousins.
Superman from Superman and Lois meets Superman from the Smallville universe, post-season 11, ignoring Crisis. What do they say to each other?
So this is just like role play?
Yeah, I mean, the only reply is a guy with a Superman profile picture. Friendly greeting and then share pictures of their families. Possibly plan an evening of fun at the Kent farm, at least in my mind.
What's like the you top don't know post them. Right now of the week? What's the top post of the week on r/Superman?
Let me
top post of all time must be like fucking insane though.
All time.
Yeah.
Go on.
Zack Snyder's making a Superman.
James Gunn is doing the next Superman movie, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah. Good. It's good. Is it gonna be with Henry Cavill still? Or are they just recasting it? All from scratch. Okay, Black Adam was fire.
The top post is can't get past AI, and it's a woman looking at a picture of Superman on Facebook, and it says, want to tag Clark Kent? Yes or no? And she looks surprised.
How many people are subscribed to r/Superman?
There's 124,000 Kryptonians, and 633 are currently flying.
What do you think the like Venn diagram between Superman Reddit users and Supermodel India, like, what is the middle?
There probably is no middle. All from Superman are actually still a part of the conglomerate of Supermodel India.
Yeah.
I just went on Supermodel India. The first post is sexy Ashwetha.
Why are you, like, it's just pictures of naked women, I'm guessing?
Actually, I haven't seen nipples yet. Deepika's this avatar was so hot that it turned mini wet instantly.
There's definitely, ooh, like, somewhere in this Reddit, a bald and bankrupt video of him going to India and just, like, filming, like, a policewoman.
Yeah, it's a lot of good Reddit start with super.
Yeah.
I have to bookmark this one for later. Sayani itni be Sayani nahi?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's just what it said.
Cheers.
Drinking some soju?
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
Now, last time you had some soju, you got naked on camera, so.
I did, and, you know, that would be good for you guys, I think.
Yeah, it would, for our Patreon.
100%. I mean, so after this podcast, we do an extra after-hours show.
Oh, sure. I can just do it naked.
You could do it naked if you want. We're not going to stop you from doing it naked.
Okay, sweet.
If you want to be butt-ass naked for that one, but.
I might.
No, that's on you.
Have a little more Chardonnay. Decision.
I could.
Did you finish?
I did. That's
damn,
empty.
Not a drop left. That's no. Why you went to the soju. Yeah. Still, remember, have a whole box.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. You guys did not fuck this up yesterday.
Not really. Yeah, I didn't feel like I had the drive a little bit after, so I couldn't drink too much.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And so did you.
And I also had taken a medication. I didn't want to mix with alcohol. Makes sense. So.
Not Blue Chew.
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, for as many sleep problems as I have, I've always been a little scared of Ambien. Just,
why?
Because racism is a side effect. We saw it with Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of want to stay away from that one. So, what I don't want to stay away from is some ad reads.
Well, I think one was enough. Right? I mean, that should get them all.
That retention.
Go check the bank account.
Did we just get?
I think I have $1,200 left.
Yep. Roll 'em, Luke.
You say you only have $1,200 left?
Yeah. And it's like mainly all in cash. So if just one person stealing my backpack, I'm fucked.
Wait, so right now, pretty much your entire like savings, your net worth is in cash with you at my house?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Don't put that
Where
in.
Is it? Where
no,
is
actually
it?
Put that in.
No.
Just to let them know. Aren't streamers supposed to be rich?
Not when you like DoorDash like twice a day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does add up.
It really does. It really adds up.
We order food for everyone every day, so.
Yeah, that's our main thing we got to reapproach next month when it comes to finances. Is we gotta start making PB&Js at the office because we're
Uncrustables for everyone.
Honestly, like I'm fine with just making a PB&J or some instant ramen here, maybe like once a week, like on Friday, everyone can order lunch. But you know, we've been ordering lunch every day, and sometimes also ordering coffee, and it's expensive. It adds up, especially delivery fees. You got a tip. These schmucks want more money. So
for what? Driving?
Oh, I'm sorry, you have to drive. Boo-hoo. Sorry, you have to drive in the rain.
Sit down and watch YouTube videos as you deliver my meal.
Okay, but there's something about, like, I go through the process of, like, ordering the food, and I think I get so much happiness from that. Even when they cancel or whatever, like, if something happens, I went through what I needed to go through to be happy, and I just make my own food.
I saw the images of food. I got happy at the whole, like, watching it maybe prepare or something.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Funny that you say that, because one of these days I will quit vaping. And remember we played that Nintendo DS game, Alan Carr's Easy Way to Quit Smoking, way back in the day? Mm-hmm. I was listening to some of the audiobook about vaping, and it said, ask yourself, you know, when you're itching for a vape, the second you pick it up, you already get that relief before you even inhale it. Mm-hmm. Just the psychological aspect of knowing, you know.
Yeah.
So
I believe in that. Now that I know about my DoorDash fucking weird, like, I pray that they just cancel every time, because I just get the happiness that I get from DoorDash, but also, you know, I get to learn how to make food at the same time.
Yeah. I love a good PB&J. Dunk it in some milk.
I don't know about dunking it in some milk, but
PB&J with tomato soup?
All right. They should do that at Panera.
You dip it. It's like a grilled cheese. You dip it in the soup.
I've never had Panera. Should I tonight?
You get yourself a bread bowl filled with fucking broccoli and cheddar soup.
It's good.
Oh, I think that's what I was supposed to get last night or yesterday, and then it got canceled.
But you weren't happy then. You were actually very upset when the food got canceled.
Well, our food got canceled twice yesterday.
I wasn't upset. I had my wine.
You still have more too. Always point that out to make sure that you're not. I just don't want you to start saying that, like, we didn't provide you with. Can you show people too, Matt, so people, like, know that it's not just a bit? Because I don't want you going out, like, saying that we didn't, like, provide something for you that you wanted. Like, we're good to our guests, and not everything's a bit here. So, but do you like it?
The wine's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as boxed wine goes, I mean, can you really tell the difference between a boxed wine and something you'd get at a restaurant?
No. You can kind of taste the box.
Well, they shouldn't be storing it inside the box.
Yeah, it's just they fill the cardboard with the wine. No, it's boxed wine is, I mean, it gets the job done. The only thing about boxed wine that I'm not a big fan of is how sweet it tends to be. Because, like, with those wines, they're never super just, like, crisp or dry. It's super sweet, and like if they were just a little less sweet,
more dry, yeah,
I could get behind it. Because when I was younger, I really liked super sweet wine, and now it's kind of like I prefer
dessert wines a lot. I'd go and get a dessert wine.
That Hungarian one you used to get when we started Super Mega and lived in that apartment.
I can't have that shit anymore.
It's too much. And Hoover and Oxcel are always ordering soju. Because I mean, Hoover just turned 22, so these sugary drinks are fun and exciting.
Oh, of course.
They're like 600 like, calories each.
Yeah, once you're like...
Jesus, really?
No, they're 400, I think.
Oh, okay.
I feel like your taste... I don't know if your taste buds change, but I just feel like the further in your 20s, that stuff just wrecks you a little bit worse.
You just become more grounded in reality.
Yeah.
You become more... I guess like the everyman.
You start preferring things like cigars and scotch.
Exactly.
Once you've shown your cock on stream, like you like stray away from them a little bit more.
Yeah.
You say
yeah.
as you're drinking one.
Well,
almost finishing it too.
Well, it was only like here. All right, calm the fuck down.
Only here when you almost to the top is where you showed. it was almost to the very tippy top.
That's kind of real, but like one doesn't do anything. So like two won't do anything either because zero
one
times two
do
is
anything.
Zero.
No, soju is notoriously weak.
Yeah.
It still does something.
It's only like 16 to 20% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. This one is 13.
Yeah, rookie numbers.
Nothing. This is like a beer.
It's the same as a Four Loko.
It's like those 13% beers that you see Bud Light throwing out all the time.
It's like it's like the same as the extra strong Four Loko. So.
Yeah.
I kind of want a little sip of that wine now.
Yeah, do it, man.
Ryan, you want a sip of that wine?
Why not?
Why not?
You know, apparently we're not going to get our poppers. Because, you know, Jim's taking his goddamn time.
I'll be very careful. I'm not going to spill it all over you, I promise. You got to tilt back a little bit.
That was kind of... I really did not...
It's just a super mega
My ass hoodie. Is drenched from that.
want to return the favor?
Oh, sure.
Might be easier. Nah, I don't want to go overboard here. I just want a little bit.
Sure.
What does he have a booster seat?
No, Ryan, I'm serious. I just want a little bit of wine.
So I'm just going to go to the right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold up, hold up, hold up. Let me line it up. Tilt more back. Ready? Mm-hmm. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Why am I the only person that got, like, drenched? Motherfucker.
Because he asked nicely not to be. If you just
okay, ask, that's kind of real. That's kind of real.
It's not bad. Like, I mean, box wine, not bad.
Boxed wine.
Ooh, dude. It's going to be the next Ryan McGoggles album. Boxed wine.
Good boxed wine.
Drink it fresh from the box.
Do you have any tips for up-and-coming streamers?
Dude,
because when I met you, you weren't a streamer yet.
That's right. I kind of used my newfound Twitter clout that I garnered from just pretending to be friends with all these streamers, like Ludwig and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the funniest arc, was that you would just tweet standing these streamers pretending like you were friends until you actually became close friends
was
with
some
them.
Of it pretend, though?
I am like a big streamer fan. Like, I love watching streams. I'm a big like a you'll see
the stream head.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll go into like these 70 viewer streamers chats, and a lot of the chat will be like, why the fuck is Prezzo like everywhere? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Because I just love consuming like all content ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, my name's kind of annoyingly in a lot of places.
It's a household name at this point.
Yeah, just from being a kind of annoyingly everywhere.
Right.
I would say annoyingly. I've never been annoyed.
You don't have me muted?
Mm-mm.
That's sick.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, because I usually assume, like,
I like your stuff.
Your tweets are some of the funniest tweets on my feed every
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
The one about Markiplier's dog Chica was fantastic last night.
Yeah, I did call Chica an F slur.
But you're allowed to say it.
I deleted it.
I think it says something when you have a whole Twitter account that's fan run dedicated specifically to your deleted tweets, which get tens of thousands of likes.
Yeah, I made like a tweet about Dream that was up literally for 8 seconds because I knew some people were going to screenshot it. Someone just reposted it. It wasn't that account, and it got 50,000 likes overnight. Jesus. This was last night.
You're stealing that clout from Clay. Dude, there's that one Twitter account that just sets him up so bad, and it's so funny. There's like it's like his handle with like two letters switched, and they'll just post like selfies of Dream with like really cringe captions and stuff, yeah. like with like cat ears and stuff, and they go viral because people think it's actually Dream posting.
Yeah,
this.
people quote tweet with like, "You're such a fucking fat loser," or something, and get like 100,000 likes.
They'll like post him like biting his lip with cat ears and have like just the worst caption.
Yeah,
and it's really funny, I will say.
But Dream, you're the goat.
There it is.
You heard it first, guys.
From Prezzo.
From the horse's mouth. Mm-hmm. No, that's not a comment on your looks. It's just like a saying.
No, that's fine.
You kind of look like a wallaby, if I had to pin you
wallaby.
To an animal.
What is a wallaby?
You lived in Australia,
like?
Dude.
I know, but I'll be honest. I landed in Australia. It burst into flames immediately.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened. So I was just in my apartment the whole time. I didn't see a single, like, scary spider either.
Really?
Yeah.
Scorpion?
Nope.
You know,
I think I saw a baby scorpion somewhere.
Snake.
Prezzo,
no
you
snakes.
Damn.
Nothing.
You kind of look like this guy. JJ the jet plane.
Oh, I like that. I'm actually done with I get a lot of usually what I go on TikTok and most of my notifications are people tagging me and like just white people with round faces TikToks.
I get the same thing, but for like white guys that look very sick. And,
oh yeah.
And
like
skinny.
A redead from Zelda.
You didn't have to throw in your own comparison, but yes.
Right.
I actually saw an Instagram reel like 2 days ago where it was this like 60-year-old man doing like TikTok dances and saying stupid stuff. And I was like, wow, this looks like me in 40 years hanging on to any shred of relevancy. And I went to the comments and the top comment just said Matt Watson with like 600 likes. And I was like, damn
Shit.
It. Yeah. But, you know, you got to play the cards you're dealt, right?
Yeah.
Now, you get comparisons to Fabio, to Greek gods.
mostly to the what's his name?
Guy on
Cat.
90 Fidel Day Fiancé.
No. Who am I thinking of?
Guy on 90 Day Fiancé.
Young Stalin.
Oh.
Which he was handsome as hell. Joseph Stalin in his youth, incredibly handsome.
Also, I mean, you say that, but like it's also like any fat guy that stands next to a skinny dude.
Any fat guy that's significantly shorter than the skinny dude. Because yeah. A lot of people, when they meet us in person, the first thing they're like, wait. Because I guess, like, the way people do fan art is, like, Ryan is, like, 2 feet tall and, like, just a rotund blob. And I am, like, I'm, like, a 12-foot tall stick. But in reality, Ryan and I are, like, 2 inches.
Oh, dude, you guys really are, like, an artist's dream, right?
Yeah, but we're not like that in real life. That's the thing. It's, like, that's you're not true. Fat and you're barely shorter than me.
You know, I could lose some pounds.
I think back in the day, like, when we first started, when you were heavier, I was skinnier. It was better for the art, but now we've kind of evened out a little bit.
I wish like People Magazine would have me on the cover, sunglasses, looking out like I'm getting out of a car, except I have like big old cellulite thighs with like
yeah.
with like jorts on, and like I have like my muffin top is out.
We can make that happen.
Ryan McGee after filming Guardians of the Galaxy 4.
Replacing Chris Pratt. Never seen a single Guardians movie.
They're good.
I've heard they're great.
I watched the first one back when I was like 11. Yeah.
Were you 11 when the first one came out?
No, I think I was like 17.
No, that doesn't make sense because when the first one came out was like when I was like a freshman in college. And you're 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, I mean, I fucked it up a little bit. I've been lying like quite a bit during this podcast, but especially with numbers.
We don't appreciate when, you know, we're doing you something out of the kindness of our heart here.
Just to get like the comments going.
We're trying to give you some exposure, dude.
You don't think our podcast is engaging enough to where the comments would already be going?
I just will be comparing the engagement with like Oxels and Hoovers because they're my friends.
I mean, now I feel like we need a lot of engagement on this podcast.
Or else.
I will
give it a like, I guess.
Give it a like, subscribe, not to Prezzo, but to us.
Right.
And just throw some comments for engagement's sake. Anything you want them to say specifically?
Wahoo.
Okay, yeah.
It is Mario Day, I think.
Throw a wahoo in the comments. Well, I actually have a question. I've been meaning to ask you. Why are you laughing? Do you know what this is already?
I've got a question.
Sorry, I'm drinking my wine.
You are.
And you might need a little more for this question.
Okay.
So after we met for the first time several years ago.
Mm-hmm. 2019.
It was 2019, yeah.
Before COVID-19
Before COVID-19. And myself and this guy we used to work with named Jefferson. We took you out to a restaurant, El Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, I think we just walked around a neighborhood because Chad was there.
Anything
and,
for views.
And he crashed the little rental bike scooter thing.
That's right.
That was great. That was a good clip. Great clip.
I see that on my Snapchat memories every year.
Really good clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess you tweeted that you were with us or something, and I saw a lot of people responding. Just saying like, oh, he can't know about the thirst tweets. But I didn't see any thirst tweets you had written about me. But I saw many people saying that you had deleted previous thirst tweets. Did these exist?
I don't think these existed.
I've seen multiple people bring it up.
Oh, is that real? Thirst tweets. I mean, I could keep more thirst tweets going if that's what like you're hinting at.
I don't think he's hinting at that. I think he's confronting you about the possibility of you sexualizing him.
I think just because I'm a gay person.
Before y'all were even friends.
No, this has nothing. See, this.
It has nothing.
I don't think every gay guy wants to have sex with me.
I think, honestly, like I've had a lot of friends like that too, who like it took them like a couple months to realize that I'm not trying to have sex with them.
I didn't say anything about you having sex with me. I just want to put that on the record.
I'm not going to have sex with you.
I didn't ask you.
Did you have sex with me?
No.
So, see that pause right there? And he had to look around. He showed he was thinking.
Why was
going,
it so immediate for me?
Yeah.
Because I know that you would hate that.
Oh, but you think I would love it?
Well.
What does
I
that
am
mean?
A people pleaser. You know?
Not to him?
He does not want that. He doesn't want to be face fucked.
I don't want to be face fucked.
Right.
I'm leaning more towards no, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Like you haven't tried it yet. You're for sure That's out of the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't tried it. So, like, I guess there is, like, a percentage, like, 1%.
Right. Just
of, like,
curiosity.
Yeah. You can't knock it till you try it.
Well, you can. There are a lot of things you can knock before you try.
I don't think
Do we
that's
have,
fair.
Like, a surface
like
that's,
drinking
like...
gasoline. You could probably knock that before you try it.
Not me. I tried it and I knocked it.
Chugga Conroy's mom drank gasoline while Chugga Conroy was pregnant. While she was pregnant with Chugga Conroy.
Chugga Conroy was pregnant? Dude, I used to watch Chugga Conroy all the time.
Yeah, me too. I thought maybe I'd mention that so that the comments can be like, holy shit, he mentioned Chugga Conroy.
Did his mom actually chug gasoline?
No, she drank a little bit of gasoline while she was pregnant with him.
Was it because of like a weird craving from pregnancy?
I don't know if I'm making this shit up. But
what do you mean you don't know if you're making it up? You know if you're lying or not.
The story's been passed down through multiple generations. It's hard to keep it straight at this point.
You guys hear about Chugga Conroy's mom?
He had like a 50 Facts About Me video at some point.
Gotta go back and watch it. It's gonna be nothing but sweet things about his mom. Why did he say that my mom drank gasoline while she was pregnant with me? This is like he could sue you for that. He could sue us for hosting this content.
Oh god.
Yeah, but we're gonna send the lawsuit right over to you. So regardless,
I have never heard anything about Chugga Conroy's mother. I think Chugga Conroy is a wonderful YouTuber.
The only thing I've heard is what Prezzo has said on the podcast.
Makes video game videos.
I'm just sorry for those thirst tweets that I apparently made, but I don't remember.
Hey,
it doesn't bother me.
I honestly was a gayer
person back then.
I need a bit of a pick me up with my self confidence. So I was hoping you would confirm it. It's made me feel a little better.
Yeah. So is that like, are you still like holding on to those?
Yes.
From back then.
And honestly, my day has been a little bit, you know, brought down, a little ruined now.
Knowing that, maybe there were no thirst tweets, and maybe people were just Maybe it was just a meme because people like to lie as a bit. Like, create a false reality, and maybe this is one of those false realities you just slipped into, unfortunately.
Back in the day, I searched my name on Twitter, and, like, I think that one of the first things I saw was, I want to see Prezzo and Matt Watson have sex. Did
you throw something? And you never tweeted that yourself.
No, this was just a random person who I don't even think followed me.
Well, I mean, this is the next best thing for them, right?
Yeah, I'm sure this, a couple people are enjoying this.
We're both bricked up on Blue Chew right now.
That's true.
It's still in our bloodstream.
Yeah, it's only going to run out in like 12 hours.
So you still got 12 hours left.
No, no, no. We got a lot more than 12. Okay. Last 36 hours. We took it last night probably at 11.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, we still have a good 18 to 20 hours probably.
Yeah, so we could keep going for 18 to 20 hours.
Yeah. I'm just kind of a little more disappointed. I was hoping you would have just, because when you live years of your life, you go through an entire worldwide pandemic, and the weight of the world is crushing you. You know, just having that in the back of your head, like, well, at least you know this person, you know,
I
was attractive.
I moved on.
So okay, let's just lay it the rest.
Okay, we can just leave it there then.
Mm-hmm.
Can't notice we still don't have the poppers though.
Yeah, we can't really end the podcast until...
I'm going to call Jim. And
can
just
you call
where,
him up?
See where he is.
You know, I was out at dinner the other night, and Jim was at my house, and I'm enjoying a nice dinner. I get a text from Jim that says, hey, can you pick up poppers on the way home? I'm like, dude, I did not.
Ryan, what's up?
What's up? Are you back at the office?
We've been driving around for 30 minutes looking for poppers.
You can't find them?
Dude, we've gone to... four or five different places, and I've embarrassed myself so many times.
Yeah, it's for cleaning VHS tapes.
Okay, ready? Okay, we're gonna go.
Okay. I love that he definitely probably had that playing over his car speakers. So then. You know what we should start doing to really get under Jim's skin?
What?
Not every time, but like a lot of the time when he starts talking to us, just act like he's not, like he's mumbling. Like, what?
Stop mumbling,
Speak
dude.
Up. Jim, you're mumbling. And just really keep it going.
Are you drunk?
That would really get under his skin.
You're slurring your words.
Yeah, dude.
I need those poppers now. I haven't popped off in a long time.
Well,
how long are these podcasts?
6-7 hours.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This goofy ass thinks it's a joke.
It's only because of the after hours.
Yeah, the after hours is after hours.
Oh, right.
You know,
right,
it's literally hours.
No, so like I was on Cool Dog Pot with Uxell and Hoover.
Okay.
And I forced them to like double the amount of time because I just like being on the couch and talking, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you getting worried that it was ending or something?
Yeah, I keep thinking like Matt's going to be like, all right, well, that's it.
No?
Well, yeah, well, don't worry. I mean, we also have an after-hour segment where you get to talk even more.
That's true. And those, I didn't even know about that.
Like, those can last. See, that's the problem. He didn't even know about it, our Patreon.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know about a Patreon, probably.
I spend money on your Patreon.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what sucks?
So wait, how much money is it a month?
I don't really know. I just get emails for like everything
it's
you guys make.
It's $5.
$5.
$5. You know, the price of
there's
a Starbucks
coffee. There's a tier for
10?
Can you say can you just real quick say like, wait, your Patreon is only $5? Just real quick.
Wait, what the fuck? Only $5, dude?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Holy shit.
And the crazy thing is, it's not just for like the content you're receiving that month. It's access to everything we've ever posted on Patreon, which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so like the people like way back then got scammed. But you guys are going to get a bunch of...
What's crazy too is we have a brand new show on Patreon that's a Patreon exclusive called Uncle Sleepover. And it's fantastic.
Yep.
It's a riff track series where it's our commentary over movies. We just did Kangaroo
Jack. Have you guys... recorded that yet?
Yeah.
One episode.
It's out.
Oh, it's out.
Mm-hmm. As of today.
Oh, I remember I saw Slime, Ludwig friend.
Oh,
okay.
Quote tweeted you guys' announcement on that and said LMAO because they do that on Patreon. Him, Ludwig, and whoever.
Okay.
And then like all the replies were like, no, they're super mega's cool. Like they're not stealing your idea.
Was he trying to call us out for stealing a Riff Tracks concept that is... That has been around since before the internet?
No.
That also a large quantity of Patreons do.
I love you, Slime.
I can name three other Patreons that do that. Mega 64, Pod About List.
And it's Super all based Mega. On Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
So like I'm more upset that he figured it out.
Yeah.
Do I look sweaty?
You always kind of have a dampness to you. But.
You did like pour like a bunch of wine on me, but
you couldn't control your mouth. That was the problem.
That's kind of true.
It seems like that's a problem you get yourself into a lot.
Yeah, and I did just burp into the mic.
Cancel them.
I haven't done that.
I have really bad misophonia, so I would kill me.
You don't like hearing people chewing in them. So you don't like watching ASMR videos of 6-year-old men eating spaghetti dinners?
It does piss me off. Like
we do it intentionally to piss people off sometimes.
We're trolls. We do a little trolling.
Come on. How can you not?
You know Trevor Modest Cube?
Yes.
He fucking loves doing that in his editing and stuff like that. He does that all the time. He like burps in the mic and like I'm gonna want to kill me listening to myself do that. I'm probably not going to watch this podcast.
What? Why not?
So our podcast isn't that good?
No, I just hate looking at myself.
Oh, you don't have, there's an audio version.
Oh, I could do that.
It's on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
And the Patreon's $5.
We can actually listen to it or watch it on the Patreon without ads early.
Yep.
Shit.
Including the after hour segment as well.
Do you guys do a thing where like every month or something you just like round up all the ads and make them into one big Patreon video?
Yeah, well it's everyone's favorite thing about the podcast. So
Yeah.
We put it behind a paywall too.
Right.
Making people pay to listen to sponsorships.
Yeah.
Which I thought people wouldn't be that behind, but they love it. You know, they can't get enough of it. They really love the stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, they love the ads, Ryan. We already went over this.
Yep.
Okay.
And I love you guys.
Us?
We love you too.
We love you too, Prezzo.
Yeah, okay, good. So yes, we do
it. It is kind of crazy. I had never talked to you before this podcast.
Mm-mm.
Like never had like any conversation.
We had a nice little hello yesterday.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was still a nice little, I said nice little hello. I didn't say we had an extravagant conversation.
Right.
Did you not think it was nice?
Well, it almost seemed like, I don't know, I was saying hello, and then you looked at me and then just turned away.
I think it's because of the fact I wasn't expecting you to be wearing what you were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that put me off a little at first. I mean, I don't want to go into it.
Everyone's already seen, like, the only thing you've seen of me was that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it wasn't just what you were wearing. but more of, you know, the makeup you did along with it.
And the how much I was jacking off.
Well, that wasn't bad part.
I was completely unaware of that, so.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Sure, I guess you can add that to the list now that you brought it up.
Prezzo, I know that you're from Canada, but here in America, we're a little more sensitive to that type of stuff. Not the jerking off thing, I mean the way you were dressed up. So we're a little more sensitive to that around here.
Okay, well, so I dressed up for you guys now, so fucking.
Yeah, you look good.
I hope you're all right. Yeah, I hope you're all right now.
You look spectacular.
I did do a whole podcast for you guys.
You did, and we very much appreciate that. And I
feel like the outro has been going on for 30 minutes.
Who said this is the outro? He's the one that wants to wrap it up.
Okay.
I don't want to wrap it up.
Then you're gonna get someone pregnant.
A mom's vagina really just smells like babies.
I wouldn't actually know.
Neither would I. You said you wanted to talk. After was that. Soon or
just need to talk about guest choices for the future, you know. Not that we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
but yeah, David.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call you David?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Or Dave or Prezzo.
I like David. I like to keep it formal, you know. But it's been fantastic having you on this cast
for sure.
Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I mean, I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/Prezzo. I show my cock once in a while.
You got unbanned.
I did get unbanned after 3 days.
Because it was such a nice cock.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
How'd you get unbanned from that?
It was just a 3-day thing, you know? It was just like, they don't really care that much about nudity. It's, dude, there's so many people where like, how does this, like, because most of the time when a woman shows her titties or whatever, mm-hmm. People are going to be like, how does she only get 3 days for showing titties? But this dude got like a week for saying, you know, some Nazi shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, like people like compare those two. I don't think nudity is that bad.
No, I think it's beautiful.
3 days was good. So I'm unbanned from that. I got a Twitter, Prezzo.
It's a good Twitter.
Thank you.
It's a giggle.
I think we both were introduced to you.
It is. Yeah. I saw you on Twitter first.
Oh, sick.
Same.
And I had like no followers back then. You guys are OGs.
We are OGs.
Did you have no followers?
I had like 15,000.
Now the people that have less than 15,000, how do you think that makes them feel?
I think you're goated.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
You guys are goated. Well, Prezzo, thank you so much for coming on. It's been such a delight, you know, having your nice soft face on here.
Love you guys so much.
How'd you look away when you said that?
Well, I don't know. There's so many cameras I haven't looked at the whole pod. I thought.
You can look at that one.
I have sometimes directly been looking at this. Like, I'm Jax Films. He loves looking directly at the camera.
He did it on our podcast.
Yeah. Did he do it like intentionally, or is that just like he just does that because he looks at his camera so much?
He did that on Cool Dog Pod. Like they would ask him a question and then he would just stare at the camera for like 5 minutes.
Well, he is used to looking at his own camera.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been delightful.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Nope.
That's it.
Love you guys.
See you.
See you in the after hours.
Yep. On Patreon.
Prezzo will try his first poppers.
Oh, yeah.
If Jim gets back in time.
It sounded like they were still like half an hour out when I called.
And it's raining today, so.
Yeah, so. It's not looking like that's going to happen. But who knows? It might happen in the after hours. You have to pay $5 to the pay. Bye.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.